And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending June 12th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 19.8. Corn this year, 13.5. Next year, 8.9. Soybeans this year, 6.3. Next year, 0.3. Cash hog prices today are called mostly $1 per hundredweight higher on strong buying interest from packers to fill their Friday and Saturday slaughter schedules. Terminals are called mostly higher with top prices from $49.50 to $53.50. Peoria is called steady to firm today with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, June 18th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,854 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $66 to $73.50. The weighted average, $69.52. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $50 to $57.50. The weighted average, $54.89. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,915. The base price range, $62.50 to $75. The weighted average, $72.37. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.94 to $58, and the weighted average was $56.54.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Agricultural Council of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, presenting Come Wine With Us this Thursday, June 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul. The event will feature information on local agriculture, wine tasting, and live music.
And I'll be out at Come Wine With Us this afternoon at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch. Drop by our tent and sign up for a chance to win wine, courtesy of the Corkscrew in Urbana, and receive our free newsletter about station happenings and agriculture. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, generally dry weather is around right now. We had a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms yesterday, but nothing causing any major problems because they were mainly widely scattered. So a few places out west maybe got rain they didn't need, but it wasn't for a long period of time. And a few places south of the Champaign-Urbana area that picked up a little drink of water. It probably was brief enough that it helped the topsoil without aggravating the flooding situation. And as far as the flooding situation goes, the Mississippi River, of course, is the river that's having the most problems at this point. But we are looking at still some other rivers in northern Illinois, western Illinois, southern Illinois, and southern Indiana that are in flood. But with the dry, generally dry weather of late, we're seeing an improvement along the rivers. But of course, the Mississippi's a big one, and shipping has stopped. The river's closed to transport at the moment, at least the northern part of the river, and as a result, that will be slowing some things down there. Now, as we look at the weather over the next several days, going on through the weekend and into early next week, temperature-wise in the Midwest, it appears that we'll see near-average temperatures in the western Midwest, and cooler-than-average temperature readings will remain in the eastern Midwest through early next week. Then it looks like next week throughout the Midwest, temperatures will turn a bit warmer, although I will emphasize it doesn't look like it's going to get hot. We're not going to get into a heat wave, so warmer actually would help the growth rates of crops. But as long as we avoid the really high heat, a bit warmer weather would be good for crop development. Now, probably more concern is what's going on with precipitation, and it looks like in the central and eastern Corn Belt, this would generally be to the east of the Mississippi River. For the most part, just scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur between now and Tuesday of next week. So there will be a few places that get a little bit of rain from time to time, but it does not look like any heavy rain and no problems there. It does look like there may be a cluster of showers and thunderstorms developing later today and moving southeastward tonight or tomorrow into tomorrow night for southwestern Iowa into Missouri and southern Illinois. So those areas could pick up a little bit more rain than elsewhere in the Midwest here over the next day and a half or so. And then as we look to next week, it does appear as the warmer air starts to come in, we'll be on the edge of hotter air to the south and the cool air still over the northeastern part of the U.S. and eastern Canada. So the chances of showers and thunderstorms increase next week, the middle to latter part of next week. We'll see an increase in rainfall frequency and coverage. Now, that's not to say we're going to go into a flooding rain pattern, but we are going to start to see wetter conditions. So that's something to monitor. The computer models are all over the place, so use a little caution making your decisions based on weather forecasts you see for next week. But the trend, I think, is toward a bit warmer and a bit wetter as we get into the latter part of next week. Now, as we go south into the Delta, temperatures will remain near to slightly below average. They will not be hot, so that will keep evaporation rates typical for this time of year and not excessive. It is a bit dry down there. The soybeans need some rain, but good wheat harvest weather expected the rest of the week into the weekend. There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, especially in northwestern portions of the Delta. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, some clusters of thunderstorms will continue to delay harvest operations here through the end of the week into the weekend. Hot and dry weather should be pushing up through Texas into Oklahoma and maybe parts of Kansas next week, but northern Kansas, Nebraska will still be in line for showers and thunderstorms next week. And north of there into the spring wheat belt of the northern plains and Canadian prairie, it remains cool to the east, a bit warmer to the west. The cool east needs to warm up for crop development. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur, but nothing serious here into early next week. But then later next week, they could get more significant rain. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 9:45 down a quarter, last trade down four. July wheat of the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 9:04 unchanged, last trade down 6 3/4. December 9:45 down a half, last trade down 7 1/2. July beans opened up at 15:58 1/4, up 2 1/4, last trade down four. November 15:46 up three, last trade down 5 3/4. July corn opened at 7:46 1/2, up a quarter, last trade down 10 3/4. December 7:80 unchanged, last trade down 11 3/4. July soybean meal opened at 4:18 10, up a dollar, last trade up 1.80. July soybean oil opened at 65.44 down 2, last trade down 48. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing in Lexington, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Anything in the export sales report for us to chew on today?
Oh, not a lot there. The exports are really a little bit on the weak side compared to expectations. Corn, 13.5 million bushels, and beans down 6.3. I think they were really expecting the beans to be a little bit better there with the Argentina things going on, but no real earth-shattering news there.
I guess what I've been seeing technically in the market is that we did get a new contract high yesterday in November beans, but in the July beans as well as December corn, we're not able to reach back up into those spike highs left over from Sunday night's trade.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Dave. It seems like we are kind of in a situation where, you know, the flooding and the reduction in supply is keeping support under the market, but nobody is really bullish enough here to come out and try to push through those Sunday night, Monday highs. Several things kind of coming into the market today. I mean, I think the biggest one is probably the crude oil fell off last night, and the dollar's stronger today. There's some concern that Bush will announce the CRP opening as he's out in Iowa reviewing some of the flood damage today. I don't think that's a real big deal, though. The weather just pretty benign compared to what it has been. You know, it's not really a story anymore. And we saw, I think one of the bigger things is we saw about 600 million gallons of production in the ethanol side announcements over the last couple of days that plants would, you know, that many gallons of plants would not be going forward here. So just a kind of a combination of things. The market's kind of ready to take a rest, too, here, I think, for a little bit.
So, Len, let's quickly get your calls.
We'd call corn down 10 to 11, beans down 4 to 5, and Chicago wheat down 4 to 5.
And calls quickly over CME livestock?
Mixed on corn or mixed on cattle and hogs both. Probably a little bit of profit taking on the cattle. See what the cash trade does this afternoon. Hogs, going to see a pretty good Saturday kill, so we may see a little bit of improvement in the cash market there.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, we thank him for filling in today. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois.